As U.S. forces draw closer to Baghdad, the city itself is experiencing an eerie calm. NPR's Ann Garrels is in Baghdad. No bombs, no missiles?
Bob, it was really weird. I woke up at 6 and it was absolutely silent for the first time in days. No thuds in the distance. The veil of smoke had settled on the horizon, giving a glimpse of blue sky. An Iraqi called it the calm before the storm. Since then, the thuds have picked up, and the oil fires dotting the capital have been stoked, and smog again blankets the city.
I wonder why that is.
Well, here the government continues to put up a defiant front, as if it can't wait for the troops to enter Baghdad. They've repeatedly said U.S. and British troops haven't encountered the best of Iraqi forces. And in response to reports that Republican Guard units deployed on the outskirts of Baghdad have been pummeled pretty badly by bombing, a spokesman appeared on TV last night in Baghdad, insisting only 17 soldiers have been killed and that the Baghdad division of the Republican Guard is in good shape. Tariq Aziz, the deputy prime minister, has said it's best not to fight the U.S. and British in the desert, but to lure them into the cities and towns and to populated areas where planes can't work with great competence. So they seem to be looking forward to a fight here.
So it appears Baghdad is braced for a siege.
Well, not really. That's what's particularly peculiar. I mean, Baghdad really appears as it has for 2 weeks. On the outskirts, you see some signs of soldiers, but really not much. There are trucks covered in mud hidden in among civilian houses under date trees. And inside Baghdad, especially in the center, there are groups of armed Ba'ath Party members and local militias. Now, they have been reinforced by intelligence and security, and they are at just about every street corner. But, you know, these aren't tanks. Regardless of what's happened to Saddam Hussein, I will say the security apparatus and the atmosphere of fear remains all pervasive.
Get any sense of Iraq's military strategy to defend the city?
Well, Iraqis say they're going to fight street to street. They're local militias. They're what's called the Saddam Fedayeen, the martyrs of Saddam. There are a lot of armed people in the city, and it looks like they're preparing for a guerrilla war.
And Baghdad's residents, do they continue to go about their daily lives?
Well, not entirely, but the markets are open. I went to one this morning. One merchant had his ear glued to the BBC on a shortwave broadcast. I asked him what he thought about the news that U.S. and British troops might be as close as 20 miles, and he looked up sort of amazed that I'd caught him listening to the BBC, and he said, all lies, all lies. But he continued to listen to the BBC. A woman approached me to ask why President Bush is waging war against innocent people, clearly exhausted from the tension. She began to weep. A 12-year-old boy selling candies to support his widowed mother dared to say he welcomed the United States until a man came up and told him to shut up. And I asked some Shiite merchants there why the Shiites had not risen up as they did in 91 and as the U.S. anticipated they would. And they all answered that this war is totally different from 91 when they said the U.S. was justified in pushing Iraq out of Kuwait. They said now Iraqis are united, doesn't matter whether you're Shia or Sunni, against the outside foreign aggression. And they were adamant that Iraqis are going to, you know, they're all armed and that they're going to fight street by street.
Still wonder about the pace of the bombing, though, the intermittent pace. Have they run out of targets?
Well, they've been hitting a lot of targets again and again. Intelligence targets, security targets. The Republican Palace just across the way from me has been pummeled several times. You know, it's impossible from my vantage point to say exactly why. They've gone after the telephone exchanges. They've pretty much wiped out the phone service in Baghdad. People here in Baghdad are expecting the worst, that the bombing is going to, you know, really hurt them over time. But so far, the infrastructure, with the exception of the phones, is intact.
NPR's Ann Garrels in Baghdad.